Meadows, the outgoing state representative, fared very well last night in the 54B district judge race. He won by a little bit more than 600 votes, or 500 votes, I should say. Mark's on the other end of our line. Go the spoils to the victor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How late were you up last night?
I was up pretty late because I waited up to get the results of several other races, and some of them were pretty tight, so I was up pretty late.
All right. Before we let you gloat about what you did, I wanted to get your thoughts on Susan Schmidt. She was not able to beat Sam Singh. What did you think about that?
You know, I think that Sam came out of his last season with, I think, about 500 vote margin, and I think that was the final result, actually. Susan won, you know, the further east you went, she won, and but you couldn't overcome that 500-vote margin. That stayed there all night long. The East Lansing votes came out about 11:30, and that was really the end of the race right there.
Well, you know, Mark, we had quite a few people over the course of your campaign call us and also email us, somewhat surprised that you were running for judge. I think a lot of people forget, because you've been a politician for so long, and you've been the East Lansing mayor and a state representative, they forget about your law background.
That may be true. In fact, I sent out a mailer because somebody had asked me that at the door. I said, are you a lawyer? And, you know, I was assistant attorney general for 27 years and tried every kind of case that you can think of and appeared in courts all across the state of Michigan and in the federal courts. So I have a very broad background in the law. And, of course, that did me well at the state legislature, where I served on the Judiciary Committee all the time I have been there, and chaired it, you know, when the Dems still had power last time. So I'm very familiar with judges and courtrooms, and you know, if anybody has any questions about any of that, you know, I'm happy to sit down and talk to them about it. But I bring a broad experience to the position, hopefully, if I can win in November.
How can 54B District Court be better?
You know, that was an interesting question that was asked by the League of Women Voters as well, and the 54B District Court is one of the most efficiently run courts in Ingham County. There's a couple of things that could be done that I think, you know, could improve it. You know, there are courts that have a more efficient way to pay by credit card or mail, and, you know, I think that should be looked at. But the electronic filing, which is available in some other courts, is not available in that court either, and certainly that should be looked at.
Mark, we have talked with many of our listeners, and we've heard that people have concerns about lawbreakers, especially of violent crimes, not getting the punishment that perhaps they deserved, and this is due to the cost of putting people in jail. There may not be beds available. There are other possibilities for those folks, which include tethers. What's your stance on violent crime?
You know, when we passed the amendments to the Constitution that gave crime victims a voice in the sentencing, that was a recognition by the people that a victim of a violent crime, or really any crime, has a right to have some relief from the anxiety that results from that crime. So I believe that, you know, there are minimum sentences that have been created with regard to crimes now. And there's little flexibility for judges in terms of imposing those sentences once there's a determination of that the crime has occurred. That is all designed to make certain that people who commit violent crimes are adequately punished, and I support those laws.
Mark, what can be done about repeat offenders?
Well, that's a very good question, and you know, I think everybody has asked that question for probably 1,000 years. There's, you know, recidivism is a serious issue in society, and of course, we have programs that we've developed to try to lessen recidivism. But, you know, in an economy that has lost so many jobs, that's a very hard question or a hard result for us to achieve. Because, frankly, there are plenty of people who are not lawbreakers who are standing in line out there trying to get jobs as well. And to really keep people from returning to prison, you need to get them a job, some way of living on the outside without committing crime. And, you know, those jobs are just not there right now. So I think the prison authorities are doing the best that they can. They're stressing education in prison. They're trying to change the lives of the people who end up there. But until we turn this economy around, I don't think that we're going to have the type of success that we're capable of having with those new programs that have been posed or have been offered in prison system.
You know, Mark, it seems like it's a social challenge. Does a judge have a responsibility to perhaps become involved in programs or to try and help society, if you will, or their community find ways to make sure people don't turn toward crime or to make sure that there are good-paying jobs?
Yes, I think that judges have a responsibility to speak out and point out the things that are happening in their communities and in society generally that impact the type of cases that they're seeing and the type of activity that is coming to the court. It's important to remember that this is, you know, the court is, you know, has a role in protecting the public against criminals, but also a role in, you know, administering justice on a whole host of issues, including, maybe the fence is too high and somebody, a neighbor sues a neighbor. I mean, there are a lot of activities that a judge oversees, and the judges have a responsibility to voice changes that they believe are appropriate. Occasionally we'll see that from the Supreme Court or the Court of Appeals will say, well, we're going to do this, but we think the legislature ought to change this to do, you know, some other thing. And that is an appropriate role for the judicial system.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. Enjoy your day.
All right. You too.
Thanks, Tony.